We are talking here today with Carroll Tiger Boys head basketball coach Randy Beeson after the Tigers put together a fantastic season in 2021-2022, finishing at 16-9 overall, 10-6 in a very tough Raccoon River Conference, advancing down to the state tournament for the first time since 2010. Coach, as always, great to catch up with you. Appreciate all your time.
Yeah, Jeff, for sure.
Coach, as I read off some of those things about you guys, I know you've already thought about all that stuff, but what goes through your mind when you first look back at the season that you guys had and kind of maybe breaking that streak of not being able to get down to the state tournament?
It's still a fun feeling for those boys. Just, you think back to the sub-state game against Denison and the way that they played and the way that we came out and we were ready to go, and it's just such a good feeling for those guys to get down there as well. You know, it's always a goal at the beginning of the year. You always want to end your season down at the state tournament, and so it was a lot of fun. You know, and you think about the season as a whole. You know, there's some ups and downs. We had some losing streaks in there, but we definitely found a way to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season, and it's fun to end it down the state tournament.
Coming into the year, I think everybody knew you guys had a chance to be really good. Did you feel like you were as good as you thought you could be, or did you guys exceed your expectations this year?
You're always optimistic going into the year. We had a pretty talented team last year, and, Caleb was a big part of that last year. Nick Mackey was a part of that a little bit, but a lot of those other seniors played JV, played limited minutes on varsity. So even though I thought we had a chance to be pretty good, there was still a lot of question marks of, how are these guys going to respond in a varsity game? What's that going to look like? So over the summertime, we play in quite a few shootouts. We go play against some really good competition. And I think that helps to see kind of where you're at and what you can do. And you're optimistic going into the season. After the first couple of games, you're trying to decide, man, are we as good? What do we need to be better? And, it was kind of that way this year. We played Kemper and beat them early on, and we barely sneaked out a victory against Gilbert at their place, and then we kind of went on a losing streak there. So we had some injuries that we dealt with this year that I feel like we haven't really dealt with in years past. So we fought through a lot of adversity, ups and downs, and it was good to finish the year the way that we did.
You mentioned get better as the year went on. Where do you feel like this team improved the most?
That's a good question. We lost to North Polk early on in the year. We ended up beating Storm Lake, but ended up forfeiting that game. And then Ballard and Bondurant were two really good teams as well. So we went to Winterset and probably lost the worst I've ever lost since I've been coaching at Carroll, and lost to Ballard of a back and forth game, and then we won that game against Bondurant right before Christmas, and I think that was a turning point because Bondurant had a really good team, and I think that gave guys hope that we've lost some games here, but we're capable. We have a really nice team, and that helped the Christmas break. Guys responded, and we came out and won a few games right out of Christmas break there to kind of get us back on track. We beat North Polk the second time we played them, and then went and played DCG to overtime, and then beat Winterset right after that game. So, like I said, there were some ups and downs at that time. Caden Cook hurt himself in the Winterset game when we beat them the second time. So he was out that three-game losing streak that we had after we beat Winterset. So we had some guys that had to step up. Tanner Gatto, insert himself in the starting lineup, and Evan Hammer had to do a better job and play more minutes. And I thought guys really stepped up and responded well. And, you lose to Winterset, or you lose to Ballard and Bondurant, and then we lost a tough one to Boone at their place. It would be very easy to start second-guessing and questioning and pointing fingers and whatnot. And our guys didn't do that. They stayed together. They hung together. They expected more out of each other, and we found a way to go on a pretty good winning streak there towards the end of the season to get us down to the state tournament.
What was the difference? You mentioned that Bondurant win right there before the break. What was the difference in that game? It was a 76-73 victory. You guys, that early schedule was not easy with North Polk, Winterset, and Ballard mixed in there, then Bondurant right before the break. What was the difference? Because my guess is young people maybe even still struggling a little with confidence after losing those three games in a row.
Yeah, Caleb Booth is really good against Bondurant. He put on a show there for a few minutes, and maybe even more than a few minutes, and then he made some free throws down the stretch. So I think guys knew coming into the year how good Caleb Booth was, but I don't think they knew exactly that he could take over a game like what he was able to do a couple different times. And you know, there's a lot of learning with that. You know, even though we knew that he could do that, you still have to play your role and be a facilitator and do some things and not just pass to Caleb and say, okay, take over for us and find a way to win these games for us. So guys did a better job of you know, stepping up and doing some things. And, you know, the games that we won where maybe Caleb didn't score a ton of points for us or maybe didn't play his best games and we had other guys step up, you know, those were fun ones as well, knowing that, you know, it takes everybody. And as good of a player as Caleb Booth is, it takes every one of you guys to be doing your job on the defensive end and doing some little things that help us win games too. So I think just the team effort by everybody, I think, really helped throughout the year.
Coach, there was a three-game stretch, kind of the mid to late part of January that I look at. I went down and called your guys' game at North Polk, and I thought you played a really, really good game that night. Then I saw you guys on that Saturday over at Gilbert against DCG, and even though you lost in overtime, I thought you controlled 85 to 90% of that game. Then you go and you beat Winterset by one here at home. Was that, even though you went 2-1 during that stretch, was that maybe the best stretch that you guys played this season?
I think so. And, you know, that was when we had everybody, and that was when everybody was contributing. We had some guys step up in that stretch. Nick Mackey got it going a little bit, scoring some points. Kaden Cook scored some points for us. You know, we had different guys step up. Tanner coming off the bench, you know, and Evan Hammer improved a ton throughout the year. So I would definitely say we felt pretty good about ourselves those two or three games, even with that loss to DCG. And then, unfortunately, that was the time Kaden hustled, sprinting back to make one of the guys miss right before halftime and did something to his groin and his hip. And so he was out the next four or five games. And then, you know, we just kind of said, hey, we need you healthy come district time. So we played really well those three games, and then it was back to, okay, with Kaden not in the game, who's going to step up, who's going to do some different things. And then it took us a little while, once again, to figure out, you know, what's it going to look like without Kaden in the lineup. And unfortunately, we had to figure that out against a really good Ballard team, against a really good Bondurant team. And Boone was playing better at that time. They ended up knocking off DCG and beating Denison and beating us. So they got hot there towards the end of the year, too. And their 2-3 zone gave us fits. So, you know, we lose three games in a row there, and which is tough because we felt like the three games before that we looked pretty good and we were playing some really good basketball. So, I mean, that's where you got to fight through a little adversity. You got to figure out, you know, what guys can do and who can step up. We played some different guys that hadn't played varsity all year to kind of see who can help us out and who can do some things. And at the end of the day, we needed some of those seniors that to play a few more minutes and to do some things. And, you know, when you have seven seniors that you can count on, seven seniors that care a lot, that are good leaders, that have goals in mind, you know, it's easy to come to practice and keep getting better and keep working hard. And I got to give a lot of credit to those guys of getting us back on the right track and winning, what was it, 8 games in a row?
Yep.
To end the season, to get us down to the state tournament. So a lot of that goes back to the seniors of, you know, who's going to step up, who's going to help out. And, you know, unfortunately, some of those seniors probably still didn't get a play, even in that stretch. but they understood their role. They came to practice and helped us out on the scout team and making everybody better at practice every day. So, you're right. The three-game stretch there, even though we went 2-1, was probably some of our better basketball. And then we had to figure some things out. But then, then you start winning some games. And Caden is still out, and we kind of said, let's make sure that we get you healthy for district time. You know, so we start playing some good basketball to end the year, and then you throw Caden back in the mix of playing some pretty good basketball. And once again, then all of a sudden guys have to kind of change their roles just a little bit again with getting Caden back in the starting lineup. And, Caden's one of those guys that you need in the starting lineup. You need him doing all the little things that he does. But then it was – on teams that maybe team chemistry is not that good or people are more thinking about themselves and instead of the team, there might be some more adversity there with Caden coming back, and there wasn't any of that. Guys just wanted to compete and wanted to win, and we played some good basketball there to finish off the year.
Do you think if you don't get that 58-55 win over Denison there that started that 8-game win streak, do you think you still get to the state tournament? You get on the run that you did?
That's a good question. We didn't lead that game very much, so it wasn't like that was just an easy win for us. But that definitely, guys were fired up. Guys were excited after that game. And I think that helped us to get going. Carlisle struggled a little bit this year, but ADM had a really nice team. And we had to go to ADM on their senior night, and we played some pretty good basketball. And even though we struggled a little bit late and had to win that game in overtime, it was still a good win, and guys were excited about that. We beat Gilbert pretty handily there towards the end of the year. And then, another big win, and even though it's non-conference, even though it's just regular season, we always end the year with Harlan. And guys were excited the whole game at numerous times. People come up after the game and just say your bench and everybody played with so much energy, guys were excited. We didn't take anything for granted. Every game was a big game for us, and it was fun to finish the regular season off that way and have that momentum going into district play.
What stood out for you about your run through the districts and the sub-state win over Denison?
Guys competed. That first game against Glenwood, I think Caleb only scored 6 points.
Yep.
For us, and he was coming off of being sick a couple days before that, and after the game he only scored 6 points, and we're at practice the next day, and I said, hey, do we need to switch some things up? Is there something that they did that took you out of the game? And he just said, no, the other guys were scoring, so I didn't feel like I had to be as aggressive. I knew if I could get those guys open looks and get those guys going to the basket that we were good. So I mean, that tells you a lot about what type of person and player he is. I mean, yes, he scores a ton of points, averaging 20 points a game, and, scored 1,000 points in his career. But, his unselfishness, his ability to pass the basketball, his knowledge of the game and understanding what it takes to win games go way above, just scoring points. So, Nick Mackey was really good that game. Caden Cook had a good game. We had different guys step up. So, that Glenwood game especially, you start thinking about, okay, other teams are going to watch this game. What are they going to prepare for? And you go, well, Caleb scored 6 points. Are they going to try to do the same thing, or are they going to try to take care of those other guys that scored a bunch of points? So I think that made us so much more dangerous, as we had other guys that stepped up when we definitely needed them to. And same way at Bishop Helan, we go to Bishop Helan in a big game. It was a fun environment, lots of people. It was loud, and it was back and forth. And, Caleb came through in the fourth quarter and really got it going, made some free throws down the stretch for that one. And, I've talked about that Denison game, the sub-state game, just such a great team effort. Our job defensively was phenomenal. We did exactly what we wanted to as far as forcing jump shots and getting your hands on basketballs. And once again, another game of just everybody stepping up. Caden Cook was really good that game. Some of those other guys had some good games as well, so I think just the team chemistry, the the we before me mentality of, you know, it takes everybody. It's not just a one-person show. Really came through for us down come the district stretch.
Coach, you've mentioned the seven seniors. Some of the other guys, Ethan Lingling, Zach Dirks, Gus Collison, and Everett Sampson. I thought Gus and Zach gave you some really good minutes off of the bench this year. Ethan doesn't score a lot, but I think defends probably at one of your better defenders, and this was a really good defensive team this year. And then I got to bring up Everett Sampson. I still remember the applause that he got and the ovation that he got making that shot down there at the state tournament. This group of seniors is a very loved group, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you saw it. They were cheering for Everett to get in the game, the sub-state game. He's a crowd pleaser. All the guys love him. And then at the state tournament, he gets in there and hits that three. So super happy for him. You know, he's one of those kids that came to practice every day and did exactly what we wanted him to do and never questioned anything. And he was always ready when we needed him to get in there. But just a great teammate all the way around. You know, Gus came off the bench. I think he started a few games when we had some injuries, and he can really shoot it. He got to the basket a few times. Defensively, he's pretty solid. So he had a great year for us coming off the bench. Zach Dirks, you know, is a really good defensive player and one of those guys, too, that just his athleticism, his quickness. He's one of those guys that wants to compete. He's super competitive, so practices were always fun because he was never going to back down. He was always going to push everybody. And you're right about Ethan Lingling. He didn't score a ton of points for us, but late in games he was in the game because, you know, you want someone that you can trust. You want someone that will play solid defense, will get a big rebound for you down the stretch and do the little things. And like you said, he might not have scored a ton of points for us, but he did a lot of little things well and things that, as coaches, we're always looking for, you know, being in the right spot defensively, rebounding, boxing out your guy, you know, the little things that you kind of take for granted. So he had a really nice year for us, and he's one of those kids, too, that was always asking, hey, what can I do to be better? How can I help out the team? So definitely a team player there. You know, Nick Mackey was an all-conference player last year, so he can shoot lights out, super athletic. You know, we tried to get him to get to the basket more and attack the basket and not just be a three-point shooter. And, you know, he's not very tall, so him attacking the basket, usually there's two or three guys trying to block his shot. So, but he kept on trying. He kept on getting there. You know, we had certain sets that we'd run for him to get him to the basket. A lot of times, come district time, we needed him to be able to do that, and he'd get to the basket and find a way when we really needed one. So one of those guys that was definitely a big part of it. And Caden Cook, you know, you can't say enough about him. He hurt his hand or his wrist early on in the year, put a little wrap on it, a brace on it, found out a week later that there was actually a fractured bone or something in there. We didn't know if he was actually going to continue to play or what was going to happen. And he's just such a competitor. He said, there's no way that I'm not competing and not playing. So he put that brace on there and played through that. And then sure enough, after we got through that and that got a little better, then all of a sudden he pulled his groin in the one game. So one of those guys that doesn't like sitting out and not practicing, doesn't like not being able to beat up on guys and keep getting better. So we went through a stretch there, and I talked about a little bit earlier. I mean, we just finally said, hey, we need you for district play. Not that these other games don't matter, but let's try to get you healthy so that we have you for district time. And, I mean, you could tell how much of a difference maker he is when he's out there. Every loose ball he's coming up with, every offensive rebound he's finding a way to get there to have a chance of coming up with those. So, I mean, scored 14 points against Glenwood in the district game and had a ton of rebounds against Helan, had 8 points, I believe, against Helan. So just one of those guys that competes like crazy and had a really good year for us. And, I mean, everyone, I feel bad because I've said this over the years, we've had some really good point guards, and Caleb Booth is definitely one of the best point guards that we've had since I've coached. And, you know, he's one of those guys that it's not super flashy, and after the game you look up and he's like, man, he had 24 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and you don't even notice it. You know, he just goes out there and does his thing. And so one of those guys that never gets enough credit for everything that he's done. Once again, not just scoring points, but, you know, the assists, the rebounds, block shots. Defensively, you know, we're putting him on one of the other team's best players, and he's got to defend like crazy, but then also run the point. He never came out of almost any game unless it was a blowout one way or the other. Practice, he never subs out. He's in every drill, you know, so he's just one of those guys that competes and works super hard. So super proud of everything that he's accomplished. He was picked all sub-state. The all-state stuff came out just the other day. He was picked second team all-state for that. First team unanimous all-conference player. So you can't say enough about what he's done for our program as well.
Coach, absolutely. Those seniors definitely going to be missed. But we've mentioned Evan Hammer, Tanner Gatto, two guys to start building around for the future. I mentioned it on Rewind Tuesday morning that I'm not going to call it plug and play, but you always have guys ready to go. So we know that next group of guys that you're going to be counting on next year ready to go. This program not going anywhere.
Yeah. We've had a really good JV season. I think we had only lost two games before the last few games of the season. We lost to North Polk, I believe, twice. But otherwise, those were the only two games that we lost in the JV until we had a tough stretch with some guys being sick and guys being out the last few games. I think we lost the last two or three games. But otherwise, we had a really good JV season. And, you know, those are a lot of the guys that we'll need next year. You know, Evan Hammer, like I said, had a really good year for us. And grew up a lot. You know, I don't know if he really expected to be starting at the beginning of the year, but his growth from the beginning of the year to the end of the year on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, became more of a rebounder, more of a shot blocker, and offensively he attacked the basket, and he's definitely confident with the basketball. So he had a really good year for us. Tanner, like I said, came off the bench for most of the year, but then when Caden was hurt, was in the starting lineup and did a really nice job for us. And, you know, he's got all the pieces on the offensive end. He's smooth and he can shoot it. He can attack the basket. And but he's gotten a lot better defensively as well and become more of a rebounder. So we're expecting big things out of those two. And, you know, Trey Hunter played a few minutes for us down the stretch when we had some injuries. Bryce Berlaw, same way, was kind of in and out of some games as well. Had a really nice year at the JV level. And then you got Jack White, Andreas Cruz, Marcus Wagner, Peyton Wardell, some of the other guys that suited varsity and had really good JV seasons as well. So it'll be interesting. You know, like always, we'll definitely miss these seniors, and they mean a lot, and they've done a ton of stuff for the Carroll basketball program, but it'll be interesting for some of these underclassmen what it's like for their turn. And, you know, making it to the state tournament, the conversation from some of those underclassmen was, man, this is awesome. You know, we got to find a way to do this again. And you love that motivation. You love that talk. I mean, that's what you want to hear. Not that you ever want to for the season to be over, but after the season's over, you want guys to be motivated and want to work hard to try to get back down there.
And Coach, I think this group will do that for you. As always, appreciate all the time. I don't think people probably realize how much we bug you for interviews and stats and all that stuff. So I want to let you know how much we appreciate all of the time that you give us here at Carroll Broadcasting. So thanks very much, Coach. Appreciate everything. Congratulations on a great season, and thanks for joining us again here today.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. We appreciate all the coverage all year. I want to give a quick shout-out to my assistant coaches. I didn't talk about them. Coach Tegas is a major part of our success, everything that he does as far as scouting report and everything. Coach Grooms is our JV coach, and Coach Hines is our freshman coach, and they've helped out at the varsity practices. They're kind of in charge of the scout team and running plays to get us ready. So can't do our job and can't have our success without those guys. So thanks to them. But also, yeah, thanks to you guys for all the coverage all year. It's always great.
You bet. Head coach again, Randy Beeson, again with the Carroll boys basketball team.